Are you a heart-centered entrepreneur who is struggling or stuck in your business? Are your negative thoughts, fears, or sabotaging behaviors holding you back? Kate is the success and business mindset mastery expert who has developed a unique system to help you attract more clients, more opportunities, more money, and more confidence quickly and easily. If you're ready to take action and bring your business to the next level, contact her for a complimentary strategy session at www.successcoachingwithkate.com.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tapping to Success show. I'm Kate Beeters, and we've got an extra special show today. I'm so excited about my guest today. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and the show. I help solopreneurs make more money fast. And what I do is I work with heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to have greater success in their business. And I help them release the blocks, you know, those negative thoughts and those sabotaging subconscious behaviors that keep holding us back. I help people release that. And I do that through a unique proven system that I've developed that combines my business expertise, EFT, emotional freedom technique, and also law of attraction. And my clients see amazing results very, very quickly. And if you'd like to learn more about me and get a copy of my free success tips report, please go to successcoachingwithkate.com. Now, usually I share a short little success story about my clients, and, you know, it might be something maybe about how they've doubled their income or, you know, client going from charging $250 an hour to all of a sudden getting $26,000, you know, something really amazing. But today I just want to just share something very, very quickly with you folks listening. Some of you may have heard me mention that my uncle, Saul Sachs, created Bewitched. And unfortunately, about a week ago, he passed away. You know, but he was about 100 years old. He's actually a little over 100, and he's definitely going to be missed. He was well-loved, and he was just such a huge inspiration to me. And like so many of you, I just love Samantha. And when I was a little girl watching Bewitched, I thought I would grow up and be just like her, that I'd be able to wiggle my nose and get exactly what I want. And I just loved how things changed so quickly for her and how she could make things change so quickly. And the reason I'm mentioning this is when I first learned about EFT, which is one of the big techniques I use, it really just reminded me of Samantha and how things can change so quickly for us. So I just wanted to take a moment and just share that with you and also to honor my uncle in his passing. So the reason I wanted to have this radio show was to share people's messages who've helped me and inspired me and influenced me on my journey. And today we're going to be talking with the fabulous Allie Brown. And I'm really so excited to have her here because she's one of my new mentors, and I've had so many guests on my show who have learned and studied under Allie. And let me just actually tell you a little bit about her before she comes on. Allie Brown is fast becoming regarded as the voice for women in business success. As founder and CEO of Allie International, she's created a dynamic multi-million dollar enterprise that is devoted to empowering women entrepreneurs around the world. Since launching her first venture in her tiny New York City studio apartment in 1999, and at one point she had less than $20 in her bank account, she's built a following of over 50,000 members in her online and offline programs. Over the past 2 years alone, Allie has received the honor of being ranked on the Inc. 500 list of fastest-growing companies in the nation and named one of Ernst & Young's winning women entrepreneurs and one of the Enterprising Women of the Year, one of Forbes Women to Watch, and so many more honors. And also, she was recently featured in the season finale of ABC's Secret Millionaire, during which she lived in poverty, she volunteered in many hard situations, and then she gave away $100,000 of her own money to some of the community's most deserving organizations. And if you want to learn more about Allie, you can go to her website, which is alliebrown.com. And also, I have a link for her on my website, on my media page, and there's also a link on the Blog Talk page for her as well. So, Allie, welcome to the show. I'm really so honored that you're here and spending a little bit of time with us.
It's so great to be here. Thanks. I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I know we only have you for a short time, and I've got a lot of questions, but I'll ask the most important ones first because everyone's just dying to learn more from you.
Great.
So the first question everybody wants to know, Allie, is how did you do this? How did you have at one point less than $20 and now you're making, you know, like a zillion dollars?
And
and you did it in a really short time.
I think it's important for people to know the story and to ask, and because, you know, we all look at people who are successful and we think it was overnight, and sometimes it does feel overnight, but those were not happy times for me. I did remember I quit my last job because I couldn't stand working for other people. So I wanted that freedom and went off on my own, but I knew nothing about business. I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about how to get clients. And so, I mean, I was in a hard place, but day by day, bit by bit, I got books from the library. I knocked on doors. I literally just figured it out and tried to keep my head above water. The turning point for me, Kate, was the internet. And my brother gifted me an old computer, and I had that AOL CD. Remember the AOL CD?
Oh, yeah.
The dial-up. Right. And I started a little email newsletter that I'm at 10 people on there. And from there, started to market myself online. And then that turned into people asking me, how are you doing this? How are you using email to market? I turned around and started teaching others how to use e-zines or email newsletters, how to create e-books. Everything I would do, I would just keep passing on. And then finally, I kept growing into, you know, courses and programs and seminars and then mentoring and coaching. And finally, probably just about 3 years ago is where I took the whole company and just said, this is all about helping women step up and start and grow businesses. And I'm having a blast.
Well, you can tell it. You can tell it. I loved your energy, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show. You know, just how you are and you know, just how you, you know, everyone just feels, I think they immediately kind of resonate with you. And I know that's how I felt, that you just seem so approachable in, you know, taking one of your recent classes, that it's just like someone that you'd want to learn from, but also someone you'd like to go have lunch with as well, which is, you know, a really nice compliment to you.
Thank you. And I think that speaks a lot for, you know, small business owners. The huge advantage we have is that we are people. And this is the huge asset we have over large companies, is that people buy from people. And they buy from people they feel they know, like, and trust. And women are great at communicating. So just being yourself on your blog, on Facebook, sharing a little bit about your life, having some fun with your personality can actually do wonders for your business, even if you're a curmudgeon.
Well, I know that you're also a pet lover. You're a cat lover, and I'm a dog lover. So I totally understand that people, when they see that, it makes you feel, you know, that they can feel closer to you.
Absolutely. So little things like that, or sharing, you know, where you're going on vacation, or this morning I was, you know, tweeting that, oh, you know, I do not feel like working out, but, you know, girls got to do it to fit in her pants. and you know, everyone can relate, and social media has been so wonderful for that, to let people see us as people.
Well, let me ask you a question, you know, because you have accomplished so much, and, you know, when someone heard that you were on my show, they said, what I really want to know from her is, what is she doing that the rest of us aren't?
That's a good question.
You have to answer that all in a really short time, Allie.
And that's something that I think you should, it's a good question, it's a smart question, and we should all be asking. When we see something we want or someone who has what we want, and by the way, that first was revealed to me by envy. I remember being in my job, and there was a freelancer that would come and go. He was a graphic designer, and he'd come and go in his own hours and work on, you know, go work in the Hamptons. And I was like, I hate you. I mean, I really just remember thinking that. I was so envious, and I had that, and I thought, wait, this is a sign for me showing me what do I really want? What's underneath this? What is this about? So that led me to start learning and looking at what were people successful doing that I wasn't doing. And then I heard a statistic that shared there are only 6% of the people in this country have an income that's six figures or higher. And I realized, okay, that means I have to do what the other 94% aren't doing. And we grow up learning to be like the 94% and going to school and behaving and you know, getting a good job like the 94%. And then suddenly we're an entrepreneur. We feel like we are foreign, like aliens with three heads. I mean, it's like this whole other world. And I think a few things. Number one is you have to find your people. Women especially, you have to – this is a whole new world you're entering. And you have to find other successful, positive people to be around. That happened for me by going to seminars. I don't know about you, Kate, but that changed my life. I mean, it was really important.
No, I was going to say, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Yeah. Totally. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Allie. But you're
So was that a turning point for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just being surrounded by so many other people like that, just the energy in the room would just be crazy. It would just, like, carry you for weeks and weeks.
And I heard a quote that was that you are the average of the five people you're around the most. And I remember when I first heard that, I was like, well, crap. You know, I have some fun friends, but they really just want to hang at the bar and talk about, you know, gossip and movies. And I kept thinking, gosh, there must be some people who want to do some amazing things and you know, and live extraordinary lives and change the world and make some money. And, you know, I was craving so much more. So I had to go out and just find people like that. And, you know, being an entrepreneur isn't all roses all the time. And those of you who are starting, it's almost like people, you know, the dream gets us to make the leap, and then we realize that there is a lot of work involved. The statistic that we hear that I think it's, you know, 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first 5 years of their being opened, I would change the languaging in that, is that 9 out of 10 business owners give up. Because there are so many times when I look back, that I should have probably said, I'm not good enough for this, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I am crazy, or that night I really could not take out a $20 bill from the ATM. I used to never share that. I didn't want people to know that. And the women said, you have to share that, because we don't believe that you were where we are. We need to know the stories of how you started. But I was at a point that it was more painful to stay where I was than to take a risk and just risk it all. And the biggest advice I can give people on the journey is that you have to trust yourself. And this is so hard for women, I think, to build that confidence, to get out there and be bold and say, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing, without questioning it. Because everyone around you will question you. My parents questioned this. My friends questioned it. Even I was questioning myself. You know, am I qualified to do this? Am I, you know, who do I think I am? I've never taken a business course. But, you know, deep down, you always know that path is there, and it's more about having the courage to acknowledge that you are here to do something wonderful, and you're here to really create an extraordinary life for yourself and your family.
Now, absolutely, and it sounds like what you're saying, too, kind of reminds me of the poem, and I don't remember it all offhand, by Anais Nin, where it's like it was too painful to stay tight as a bud.
Yeah.
It had to open up the rose. Yeah.
Yeah.
And And what I'm hearing you say, too, Allie, is that it's really, and this is how what I firmly believe, too, it's really all about your mindset.
A lot of it is mindset.
Yeah.
There's a saying, you know, if the how-tos were enough, we'd all be thin, rich, and in love, right? Okay, because
exactly.
There's more than enough information. You could Google anything right now and get instructions. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And, but there, you have to have a different way of thinking when you want to step into a new way of being. And the same way you've been thinking your whole life can't be the same way you think when you want to get to a different result or a different place. The women I work with in my coaching company is called the Millionaire Protégé Club. It's fascinating because they come in and they're lined up to join because they want to increase their income. They're rah-rah, start a business. And then I would say about over 50% of it were working on the head stuff because it's a completely different paradigm that they're in when they suddenly, it may be for many women the first time they have ever had to really step into their personal power. There is no better personal development tool than starting a business. This will bring up all your BS. This will bring up all childhood issues, I mean, ex-boyfriends, like all kinds of stuff in your head that you didn't even know was living back there.
Exactly.
You know, and it's a wild ride, but I wouldn't change it for the world because it's made me so much stronger and clearer and confident every step of the way.
So when you work with, I know you work with so many different people, the ones that you work with that you see become successful, what do you think that they're doing right?
The women that are successful, they do three things. Number one is they have a passion or purpose for their business. And and I do think this is required because that's what keeps you going when times do get tough because you love what you do so much. Or maybe it's revolved around a passion or a cause that you just will not give up. The trick is to relate it to step number two, which is you have to figure out how you're going to make money with this idea. All right, so a lot of women have the passion or purpose, but they don't quite do the homework and sharpen their pencil and say, well, I know I can make money with this. And sometimes it's not changing your whole business, but shifting your business model. For example, I've had women in my programs with passions for topics like raw food, pets, you know, real estate, finance, I mean, whatever it is. And some of them are kind of crazy, right? But they figure out a model to make money with it. Sometimes it's a one-on-one service. Sometimes it's delivering group service. Sometimes it may be creating products around that. There's just so many ways to go with it, but they do figure out that they could use it to make money. And then the third step is you have to remember your marketing is more important than your mastery. That's just really important to realize. The marketing is more important than the mastery. Women often will delay launching a business because they feel they need to be more qualified in what they want to do. Maybe they need to go get a degree. I've had so many women come to me and say, well, I have to get an MBA first before I start a business, right? And I'm like, no, don't go drop $100,000. Like, you're not
really
going to make money, you know? Now, if you want to go spend your life in academia, that's great. I'm sure you could write some brilliant papers and things. But, I mean, if you just want to start a business out of your home right now and start making money, you don't need that. The most important thing is to learn your marketing and just get out there and do what you want to do, because it's easier to course correct than get off the ground. So stop being a perfectionist and thinking you're not good enough, and instead start spreading the word about how you can help people. That's your marketing.
Oh, that is such a great suggestion, and it's true, because Ellie, people can procrastinate about anything.
And we do.
Yes.
Yep. Another thing women procrastinate on a lot is delegating. And even those of us who are working at home by ourselves, right, we're going to hit a wall where there's a point that we can't actually grow the business, you know, sometimes even to just, you know, staying above water without getting help. And it seems that, you know, entrepreneurs will fight this sometimes, and they'll still be the ones going to the post office and licking stamps and entering business cards in the computer. And they're doing it for one of two reasons. Number one, they really feel like they shouldn't hire someone yet until they're making more money. Or number two, it may be subconscious, and it's a way of deferring them really stepping into the next level and really treating their business like a business and not a hobby, which, you know, I call her Debbie Dabbler. We get some Debbie Dabblers in the group, and they finally realize, my gosh, I need to start treating this like a business and putting on my big girl business panties. And that's when they start really stepping into the next level.
Well, you know, exactly. And one thing, too, made me think of when you were just answering that question is that, you know, then what happens very often that I see, Allie, and I'm sure you see it all the time, is that, you know, people have a good month and then they have a bad month.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, from my end, I help people clear out a lot of emotional blocks. And I'm wondering, what do you see as solutions to that? When people are, you know, they have a really great January, they're all excited, and then February just totally stinks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there could be mindset reasons behind it, which sounds like how you help your clients, right?
Yeah.
It could just be a cash flow issue that, you know, I remember when I first started making a lot of money, I didn't understand that wasn't going to be happening every day, all the time, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to go buy a boat, you know, and then I heard about this thing called cash flow. Okay, so this has been a journey for me, too. I'm a Leo. We are fabulous spenders. We're not quite savers, so the key to everything is systems. I had to put into place systems that I would be saving automatically, that I would be getting help managing my cash flow. I have a great business partner. Her name's Liz. She was the first assistant I ever hired 10 years ago, and now she's with me and as a piece of the company. She's my financial, she's the grounding one. I'm the crazy expander, like, let's go do this. I'm going to sell this. She's, how are we going to give them this? How are we paying for this? Are you putting money in your retirement account? You know, it's wonderful. So if you're not great with that, you have to get a bookkeeper or someone to help you, or you're going to end up in big trouble. I'm warning you. And up and down, you know, business, it sometimes is cyclical, and sometimes that's just not to be avoided. However, you know, what you learn to start doing is forecasting. And this is where we get into more business management skills, that you really want to start looking forward and predicting how much income you will have. The biggest mistake I see with service-based professionals like coaches and consultants is they will have, like you said, like suddenly their practice is full, everything's cruising along, they're like, you know, booking their first vacation they've had in years, they're so excited. And then suddenly, for no reason, maybe half of their clients want to stop. And that wakes them up to realizing they have no pipeline. You need to have a constant stream of prospects ready to work with you so you are never dry. One of the best tools to do that is something I've been teaching since the very beginning, and it's called an e-zine or email newsletter. Building a list of subscribers who are interested in reading every week about the topic that is related to your business. So let's say that you're a poodle groomer, and you know you groom poodles all the time, but sometimes it's dry and you want to make sure you have some prospects lined up. Well, you could start a newsletter with tips on helping people take care of their poodles. I'm making this up, but I'm sure there's some great poodle tips you could give. And then, you know, people see you as an expert. You have a list of hundreds or even thousands of people who are ready to learn more about working with you. This is where you also start getting more credentials as far as the media, because you're publishing. You're creating content that could be used also on your blog or on websites that will bring you traffic. It's still one of the best tools out there is the humble little email newsletter.
And you do such a fabulous job. And in fact, I just read the one you just sent out actually maybe about an hour ago, and you actually even talked a little bit about this too.
Yeah,
so,
I did, because I'm bringing it back. Yeah. You know, we all get distracted. Everybody's like, oh, Facebook's fun. Okay, first of all, Facebook's the funnest thing on the planet, and we all want to do it all day. And ladies, you can't, okay? Listen to me. You cannot be on Facebook all day and make money unless, like, you have some type of Facebook business, okay? So Facebook is one marketing channel. And social media like Facebook and Twitter – don't just, you know, you can build your list on there and have people to interact with, but the goal of social media you're forgetting is to get those people to come to your website and sign up for your list. That's the only time that you really own that communication with them. Because think about this, if Facebook blew up right now, a lot of people would lose a lot of business if they weren't driving people to their website and building a list on their own.
That's right. And one thing that is nice about your e-zine is that you do offer a lot of content. You know, you're really
I do, and that is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fine line, because you need meaty content that people enjoy reading and makes them want to stay on your list. And then you mix that in with self-promotion. And so you want to talk about your services or maybe an upcoming workshop or maybe a discount on a product that you're selling. And it can all work in. And I've had people start e-zines that have helped their business from someone who was a quilter. There was someone once who actually coaches funeral parlor owners. I mean, every industry has information to share. And even if you don't want to write, and even if you don't have a product to sell yet or a website, you can start a newsletter now around a topic and still make money. There are people making six-figure incomes with affiliate programs. So let's say, for example, you don't have a poodle grooming business, but you love poodles, and you want to start a newsletter that's all about poodles. Well, I'm sure there are people selling poodle-type things online that have affiliate programs. You could run ads or recommend their products and services and then get commission on it. Happens all the time.
Well, that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, and it's a great way for people to get started, get the easing going, and then by the time your products and services are ready, you have an audience that's built in.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And also, too, I know that you do like systems, and I'm the same way, too, because it just makes your life so much easier. And once you develop a really nice template and all that for your easing, it's pretty easy to just keep filling in the information.
Yeah, it really is.
I know I'm throwing a lot of questions at you, and I appreciate it, but just because
That's
we have
okay.
such a short time.
I'm used to it.
So I also wanted to bring up, because you're one of the few mentors I've heard actually really talk about this, is feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, could you elaborate a little bit more about that? Because you did talk about it, and some of my friends who've listened to you as well were like, we like how she starts talking about that. So
the whole, you mean the whole shift happening right now?
Well, yeah, and also, too, how you even say, you know, because how so much of what we're doing is kind of, it's almost like masculine energy, like our working and our drive and all that, and how you have to take time to just, you know, be a girl.
Ultimate success, I think it's important for us to have both, and I think the big shift we're feeling now, I'll start with global and then we'll take it down to us as individuals.
Sure.
Globally, the huge shift that's been happening is there is a return to the feminine energy, because we have been in this masculine place just for hundreds of years with like wars and this and that, and even with the business and work was all invented by men and very masculine driven. This huge shift that's happening now, driven by the big recession, 3/4 of those jobs lost were from their male jobs, right? Like industrial jobs, manufacturing, the outdated financial companies, automotive, things like that. Women are now over half the workforce in our country. And women are starting businesses now at nearly three times the national average rate. And why is this happening now? Because now the playing field is finally level, and women can work around our needs. Okay, we never fit into the traditional masculine work model anyway, because 9 to 5, being away from our kids, you couldn't do it all. Now you can, especially working for yourself. And very few of the women I coach have a separate office. The whole idea of them starting a business for themselves was to work from home and be there to pick up their kids from school or travel the world or whatever their dream was. Women have brought meaning to work, and this is this new phenomenon. Now, where I see a lot of women missing the mark here is that we forget we are in the power position to do this. They'll start a business and think it has to look a certain way and be set up in a traditional way when they don't quite realize they have the power right now to turn it into what they want, working the hours they want, taking as much time off as they want. I just taught a course called Millionaire Time and Productivity Secrets. Is that the one you were on? Okay, great.
That was the one. Love that course, yeah.
Great. So, you know, one of the tricks that I have them start with is I said I want you to have two unscheduled days a week. And at first it freaks people out. I call them focus days. You can call them whatever you want. Mine are Tuesday and Friday. And I may work on projects and have some deadlines, but the day's open. And my team spot me on this. They're like, well, we need to put this in. But I'm like, nope. But we need to, but no. I said, put it on a list. I'll work on it. But I want to see that day just with nothing jammed in there. And it just shifts how you feel. And that's when we are feeling timeless and we have that flexibility to be open, that's when our creativity comes out. And that's also when we're connected to source. So women need even more downtime than men do. We also need more sleep. I know we talked about that in the course as well. Heart disease is the number one killer of women now. And that's because we have been trying to work like men. There's a great woman I've followed for a few years. Her name's Alison Armstrong, and I learned from her as well.
Oh, sure.
That when we try to work like men, we burn out the small amount of testosterone that's in our bodies, and then we start draining our adrenals. And this is why so many women get sick and just have disease, and we need to be gentler on ourselves. You can be successful, but it's a different type of success. I'd want you to design it around the life that you want.
No, and that makes a lot of sense. Because people do, they get too caught up with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's a wonderful time. I think it's one of the best times ever for women to be in business right now because of the low-cost to no-cost technology, truly being able to work from anywhere or work from home, to work any time of day using the Internet, and now that, the world's connected. If you want to be up in the middle of the night and have clients in Australia, you can do that. I mean, there's just the capabilities are endless, and it took us getting to this point technologically-wise. Is that right? Technological-wise.
Yeah.
it took us getting to this point that the playing field is finally level, and it's just a great time. It's a great time for women to be in business.
Well, let me ask you one last question because I know I promised to get you off on time, but just your quick thoughts about money, because I deal with so many clients and money is just such a huge issue, Allie, for charging, for raising rates, for doing all sorts of things, just so many money blocks. And do you have any parting advice on all that or your thoughts on it?
I do. I see this as well, and I believe it's because business is very personal to women. We take business personally, and when we charge for our services or products, it's like we're putting a price tag on ourselves. It's like it's bringing up our self-worth and our value, and that's where this whole personal development journey begins. So I think the first step is just to be aware of where you're having trouble and then get some coaching around it. I think that's wonderful. They can work with you or me or anyone out there who can help them, but most women do need coaching in this area because it's completely new territory. And I'd love to invite everyone to get my free CD. I have a little gift, if I can tell them where to get it.
Oh, absolutely. Please
okay,
do.
Okay, great. If you like what I talked about on this interview, I have a great free CD. It's called Top 10 Secrets for Entrepreneurial Women. And some of the topics we just touched on today, I go really deep into. And you can get that at AllieBrownFreeCD.com. And I just encourage all women to it's time to step into your worth. This is the time.
And it is, and you're such a wonderful inspiration, Allie. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.